This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة يا عن الفلاح يا عن الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. One of the issues that is recommended for us as Muslims is that we should hold ourselves to account, that we should reflect upon our situation, where it is that we have come from, where it is that we are going. This was the practice of the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in and the salaf alayhim rahmatullah. Umar radiallahu an said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا. Hold yourselves to account before Allah holds you to account, and weigh your own deeds before Allah Azza wa Jal weighs them for you. His son Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum used to say, if you find the morning, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ. If you reach the morning, don't expect to see the evening. وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. And if you reach the evening, don't expect to see the morning. The believer is the one who, as often as they can, they hold themselves to account. But there are certain milestones in our lives that are even more worthy of that holding to account, even more worthy of us to stop and pause and to ponder and reflect as to the direction of our lives, where it is that we've come from, what it is that we're doing now, where it is that we are going. And one such milestone is what is mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse number 15, in which Allah Azza wa Jal begins by admonishing us and reminding us about the rights of our parents, because that is from the reflection that a person has, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. We have enjoined upon a person that they are dutiful and righteous towards their parents, good to them. And that is because of the extreme right of the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse gives us a couple of reasons as to why the rights of parents are so great in Islam. Whoever studies the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll know that it is replete with narrations, numerous narrations, that speak about the virtues and the rewards of being dutiful to your parents, that speak about the rights that they have upon you, that speak about your responsibilities towards them. Why? حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. Your mother carried you and it was a difficult carrying. And she gave birth to you and it was a difficult birth. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma was once making tawaf around the Kaaba. And he saw a man with his mother upon his shoulders. He was carrying her, making tawaf. And tawaf is difficult at the best of times. But he's carrying his mother on his back and he said, Oh Abu Abdurrahman, addressing Ibn Umar, do you think that I've repaid my mother now? Carrying her around in tawaf, this whole umrah, maybe the whole hajj, he has to carry on her back. Have I repaid her? He said, not even for a single push at the time of birth. Not even for a single one of them. So great is the rights of the parents in Islam. She carried you and it was difficult. Gave birth to you and it was difficult. And it didn't just stop there. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. But her carrying of you and her suckling of you and her weaning you took 30 months. 2 to 3 years of her life she dedicated to you. When you couldn't clean yourself, she cleaned you. When you couldn't feed yourself, she fed you. When you couldn't look after yourself, she looked after you. When you were sick in the night, she's the one that stayed awake with you. Such is the rights of the parents. And that is why the scholars of Islam in their books of hadith and narrations, such as Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, mentions numerous hadith and numerous chapters that he dedicates to the rights of the parents. To thank Allah Azza wa Jal, but then to be ungrateful to those others that have done good to you is not from true gratitude, as the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who doesn't thank people hasn't truly thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal enjoins upon us this important thing. That enjoining is extremely important. That reminder is extremely important. So long as those people are your parents, no matter what they do to you or how evil they may be, even if they tell you to do shirk, you don't obey them. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the other verse in Surah Luqman, it said that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu an, when he accepted Islam, his mother took an oath that she wouldn't eat, she wouldn't drink, she wouldn't comb her hair, she wouldn't do anything unless her son Sa'd left the religion of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal said that if your parents tell you to commit shirk, to disobey Allah, don't obey them. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But be good to them in terms of your conduct and your character. They're telling you something which will lead you to the fire. Don't obey them. But in terms of their rights and in terms of the way that you treat them and honor them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintain those rights for them. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us to reflect upon this situation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us two milestones that are important in the life of every single person. Number one is حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ, until he reaches adulthood. Because when you become an adult and you become independent and you're someone who now has the ability to understand those issues, it should make you reflect more upon not only where you have come from, but it should also make you reflect more upon the good that people did to you, like your parents. You can now better understand, better appreciate, better acknowledge the sacrifices that they made for you. You may not agree with every decision of theirs, but you can at least understand and begin to appreciate maybe why they did what they did, how difficult their circumstances probably were. Now that you are an adult, you're independent, you have responsibilities of your own. What is the age of adulthood? What is the ashud? The scholars of the Salaf differed. Some of them said it is the age of puberty. Others said the age of 17. Others said the age of 18. Others even said in your 20s. Some of them even said your mid-30s. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, said anything below the age of 40. And that is why Imam al-Zuhri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, any age from the time that you attain puberty until the age of 40, you can reach adulthood. And it differs from person to person. When a person becomes mature and responsible, not everyone's the same. And that's why Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, liked this position of Imam al-Zuhri. Some people, they're young and they mature quickly. Other people, they're in their 30s and they still act like children. People are different. But as you grow up and as you grow older, you should be able to understand some of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon you and appreciate them. You should be better reflecting and hold yourself to account. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives us the second milestone. وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. And then he reaches the age of 40. The age that the scholars of Islam used to call full maturity. The age of wisdom. The age that the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal were often given a revelation at that age, as was the case with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an age now, when you reach that, all that comes is weakness after it. Slowly but surely, your body is going to become weaker. You're going to start to feel the pains of old age. Your memory is not as sharp as it used to be. You're going to start to reflect and see things differently now because you can see those people around you, like your parents, your uncles, if they haven't passed away, your aunts, they're very old in age. And at that age, most likely, inshallah, you have children of your own, so you can see them now growing up. You're at that middle place, that middle age, where you can see where people have come from, you can see where people are going. And so you're likely to be closer to your death. The time left for you is shorter upon this earth than the time that you've already spent, and Allah knows best. So you reflect at the age of 40. The scholars of Islam, as some of the Salaf said, such as Masruq, rahimahullah ta'ala, the Imam of the Tabi'een, from the students of Ibn Mas'ud and Aisha radiallahu anhum, used to say that if you reach the age of 40, then you should be wary of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning be mindful of Allah. Prepare for that standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 40 years of your life you've spent. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with prophethood at that age. He was ready to assume the responsibility of the whole ummah, alayhi salatu wa salam. The age of 40 is an extremely important milestone. So as you reflect and as you think, the believers are those who, when they ponder and they reflect, it takes them closer to Allah azza wa jal, makes them turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this doesn't mean that you don't do this before the age of 40 or after the age of 40. No, this should be the normal course of action. But the age of 40 is a major milestone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us that as these believers reflect and they hold themselves to account, they make three dua with three supplications in it. Three things they ask for. One, concerning that which has already passed in their lives. The second, concerning the present. And the third, concerning the future in the dunya. Allah Azza wa Jal says that this person reaches the age of 40 and he says, قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. He says, Oh my Lord, give me the ability to be grateful to you for the blessings that you bestowed upon me and upon my parents before me. It is from the greatest blessings of Allah that Allah gives to you, Iman. There is no greater blessing, no greater gift that you can receive than the gift of Tawheed and La ilaha illallah. But also from the gifts of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the blessings of Allah is if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you parents that were righteous. You were born into Islam. You grew up as a Muslim. You knew nothing other than La ilaha illallah. That is from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. That you were born into the religion of La ilaha illallah. And if your parents were upon the sunnah, they were people who understood the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a further and second blessing that you should be grateful for. And if those parents were upon the religion and upon the sunnah and they're people of righteousness and good character and ibadah, that is a greater blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, when he speaks about the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, as he's coming across the colony of ants and he hears the words of the queen ant, he smiled and then he thanked Allah and he said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ. Oh Allah, this blessing that you gave me, the ability to understand the language and the speech of these insects, Oh Allah, allow me to be grateful for it. The blessings you bestowed upon me, upon my parents before me. Who's his parent? Who's his father? Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. This was the way of the prophets. Yusuf alayhi salam enters into prison and he calls those people in prison to the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he says to them, after he says, I'm not upon your shirk. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. I have taken the religion of my forefathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq and Ya'qub, to acknowledge the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is because it is from the greatest blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that when you do some good deeds, inshallah, your parents are getting a share of that reward. And their parents before them, and their parents before them, and who knows how many generations before was the first of our ancestors to accept Islam. Perhaps all of them get a share of that reward, and Allah Azza wa Jal is of forgiving, most merciful, most generous subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing that we ask to make dua for then, after reflecting upon the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, the journey that we've been on, وَنَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ. And oh Allah, allow me to continue to do righteous deeds. Now that you reflected, you acknowledge the blessings of Allah, what greater way of using those blessings, those many favors that Allah bestowed upon you from His bounty and His grace, except to do further acts of good deeds, to do that which is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala said, that it used to be said about the people of Medina in the time of Salaf, in the time of the Salaf, the people of Medina, that if they reached the age of 40, they would spend the vast majority of their time in ibadah, preparing for the akhirah. And he took that from the statement of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Malik said, the Imam of Medina, he said that I found our teachers and our scholars that when they would reach the age of 40, they wouldn't busy themselves with sitting with people in the dunya, but they would busy themselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah said in the tafsir of this verse, anyone that reaches the age of 40, it is high time that they spend more time focusing upon the akhirah, reflecting upon their standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, planning for that abode of eternity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us all to. So use that time. It is precious, especially once you've reached a milestone that is a major milestone in your life. The third thing that we make dua for in this dua, or the third thing that we ask for in this dua, is then we look towards our future, our children, our offspring. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. And O Allah, make my offspring righteous also. How beautiful is this religion? How amazing is this dua? That you're told not only to reflect and thank Allah for your parents and what they did in terms of iman and the blessings that they helped you gain, but then you look towards your future children as well. How amazing is the blessings and the rewards of Allah Azza wa Jal if the people of Jannah are reunited with their parents and they're reunited with their children because all of them were upon iman. And Allah Azza wa Jal will mention after two or three verses within this same passage in the Quran, those people who have parents that are righteous but their children refuse to believe. They're dishonorable to their parents. They disrespect them. They turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their parents say, وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. Woe to you, believe. Indeed Allah's promise is true. But that person turns away. If you have parents that were righteous, parents that were good upon iman, and now Allah has bestowed you with children upon iman, children that pray, children that read the Quran, children that love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is from the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes in the dunya we focus on those things that are hard to reach, that are far from our grasp, the problems that surround all of us. And sometimes we neglect and forget that which is close to us, that which Allah honored and bestowed upon us, which is easy for us to hold, inshallah ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that this is the way that the believer should be in terms of their reflection, asking Allah Azza wa Jal for these three things. And then this verse concludes by Allah Azza wa Jal saying, إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَاللَّهِ, I repent to you and I am from the Muslims. As Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala said, that the age of 40 is an age after which tawbah and turning to Allah and seeking forgiveness should be one of the most common acts of worship that you engage in. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives us the ability to be grateful for Him for our blessings. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to live and die upon righteousness. And that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses our offspring and makes them righteous also. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an wa sunnah. Wa nafa'ani wa yakum bima fihima min al-ayati wal hikmah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wa li jami'i muslimina min kulli dhanbin fastaghfiruh. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Allah Azza wa Jal loves the people of reflection, loves the people of contemplation, loves those people who take stock of their and take account of their lives, and then use that taking or self-accounting, uses that as a springboard to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they do more good deeds, they turn to Allah Azza wa Jal more in tawbah, they turn to Allah Azza wa Jal more in shukr, in gratitude and thankfulness. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about these people in the next verse, and He says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. These are the people that we will accept from them the best of that which they did. Not only any action, not only some of their actions or all of them, but Allah Azza wa Jal will reward them according to the best of the deeds that they performed. So Allah Azza wa Jal will honor them and bestow upon them His favors in the dunya and in the akhirah. وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. And Allah says that we will forgive them for their sins. فِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. And we will make them from the people of Jannah. وَعْدَ الصِّدْقِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. This is the promise of Allah that is ever true. What greater reward, what greater blessing, what greater honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people who thank Allah Azza wa Jal and turn to Him. For those people that thank Allah Azza wa Jal and then work upon their families and upon their children, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His mercy keeps them all steadfast upon His religion, gives them life upon Islam and death upon Islam. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He makes us from amongst those people. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that He makes us from the people of humility and humbleness. That we turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in dua and in gratitude, in humbleness and humility. That we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive us our sins, to shower His mercy and forgiveness upon us and our parents. That Allah Azza wa Jalla makes our families and our children righteous and our offspring, not only our children, but the generations that will come after us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا So I'll straighten your roles, fill in the gaps. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء نحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A few announcements from the Masjid administration. In terms of events today, the Madrasa will be selling new and used Islamic books outside the Sisters Prayer Hall. And Tutor World are back with another GCSE intensive. So if you or your children are taking GCSEs this year and want to boost grades covering maths, English, combined and triple sciences, the team will be available now at door E, which is the clock tower entrance. If you'd like more information regarding the tuition service for 11 plus GCSEs and A-levels. The Sisters Friday Study Circle continues today at 5 p.m. in the Sisters Prayer Hall. The Link Up Youth Club is on as usual for boys and girls this evening. And Islamwise will be hosting the community kitchen today after the Sunnah prayers. So for those of us who are in the community hall, we request that you vacate the space so that it can be set up for the community kitchen. And Islamwise's Friday study circle with Asad Hassan is on this evening at 7 p.m. inshallah. And that will also include the brothers' social gathering where they can gather and discuss over some pizza. In terms of welfare, the Department for Work and Pensions Careers Advice Service is in Classroom 1 on the school side. A man solicitors is in the reception's meeting room for the legal surgery. The Home Office immigration surgery is in the reception area, and our elders meetup for brothers and sisters over the age of 60 will take place on the school side. Entrance for brothers is through door E, and for sisters, it's door F. Over the weekend, the usual sports activities for boys are on this weekend, and the Quran study circle for Islamwise brothers is running tomorrow. In terms of special events next week, Sisters Tarbiyah are launching a new dua course called Call on Me, which will be studying selected du'as from the Qur'an. The course will be starting on Monday the 13th of May from 10:30 a.m. till 12:30, both online and on-site. So if you're interested in that, register via the website. In terms of regular events next week, our online and on-site madrasas have spaces available for children aged 5 to 18. If you'd like to enroll your child, please visit the website. The Sisters' weekly Urdu Majlis happens every Monday after Dhuhr via door E. The Sisters Coffee Morning runs every Wednesday from 10 till 12 via door F. The stay and play facility is available, so you can bring the little ones along as well. The pop-up cafe is open to both brothers and sisters on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. via door F, which is the community hall. And pop-up Islamwise runs every Thursday from 12 till 2 p.m. for revert sisters via door F. It's a safe place for sisters, and children are welcome as well. The Youth Be Fit exercise sessions for sisters take place every Thursday from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. and this is free to attend. In terms of jobs at the masjid, we have teaching vacancy for a Hifz lead Quran teacher. You can apply via the website. And we also have a number of key senior vacancies across the masjid. Have a look at what we've got available and contact HR at greenlanemasjid.org or visit the website for more information. So once again, please donate generously to the masjid's many services. Remember to recite Surah Al-Kahf as it is Friday. And remember to send plenty of salawat and salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.